The time right now at 9:17. It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veterans Service Officer Josh Beniga. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
And we say good morning to Josh Beniga, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer, back from vacation and all rusted up, ready to go.
Well, now I need to take a rest from taking a rest.
Yeah, right. It takes a while to get back in gear, doesn't it?
Well, it's kind of a gradual return to the office since I got some doctor appointments this afternoon, and so I'm only in until 11:30 today. So it's a gradual return to the office.
But you're back.
I'm back for a little bit this morning, and then. Wednesday, I'm out I got some appointments in the cities, so.
Okay. Well, let's salute a veteran.
Of course.
Shall we?
Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Joseph George Kirchberg. Joe was born on May 2nd, 1948 here in Madison, passed away on August 2nd, 2014. He farmed outside of Madison, and he also worked at AMPI in Dawson for a while, and he was also a cook at Lacaparral High School. But he also served 23 years in the Minnesota Army National Guard. His active duty time was from April 11th, 1967 to August 13th, 1967, where he attended basic training and got training as a food service specialist and served 23 years in the Minnesota Army National Guard from January 21, 1967 to May 18th, 1990 as a food service specialist or a cook with the Bravo Battery, the 175th Field Artillery Battalion. So I'm pretty sure he served with, Dennis Vondahar, Bruce Dorleen, Robert Diller, those guys. He served during the Vietnam era, and some medals and ribbons he earned were the Army Reserve Components Achievement Medal. He received five of those awards. You get them for every 3 years of honorable service. The Army Service Ribbon, two Army Achievement Medals, two Armed Forces Reserve Medals, and a Minnesota Service Ribbon for 20 years, as well as a Minnesota Good. He received three of those for honorable service. So we thank you, Joe, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right, pass it off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the Veterans Crisis Line today.
Yeah, no matter what you're facing, the Veterans Crisis Line is here for all veterans. The VA put out a press release on June 10th, written by Dr. Matthew Miller, who is the Executive Director of VA Suicide Prevention, and discusses the 988 Crisis Line and how it helps veterans and those currently serving. You know, a lot of folks think that when veterans hang up the uniform, life picks up right where they left off. Yeah, it's not that easy. One day you're in a tight-knit crew with solid routine and clear purpose, and the next thing you know, you're out, everything's quiet, and maybe too quiet. It's in these moments, the quiet ones, when we're alone, when some might feel isolated, lacking purpose, finding it hard to move forward. That's why suicide prevention matters and what the Veterans Crisis Line is for. It's here to remind veterans, active duty service member, National Guard, reservists, friends, families, that someone is always listening. No judgment, just help. The Veterans Crisis Line is a free confidential support 24/7 by phone, chat, or text. A real person will answer and help no matter what you're experiencing. You don't have to give your name or address or any identifying information. They want you to know you're in charge of the conversation. You share what you want to share. So they're just there to offer support. Responders can work with you to find helpful resources or refer you to other services that match your situation. It's up to you whether to use them. Follow-up support with the VA Suicide Prevention Coordinator is also available. And I know one of the Suicide Prevention Coordinators at the St. Cloud VA pretty well. Everyone I've met there is very passionate about what they do. But, excuse me, how does this work? If you reach out to the Veterans Crisis Line by phone, chat, or text, you can expect the responder to be trained in crisis intervention and military culture. They'll listen without judgment or interruption. Responder may ask questions to determine if you're in immediate danger or having thoughts of suicide. Responders will be ready with resources or services to support you, and we'll talk you through each one, including offering help you create a plan to stay safe. The responder thinks it would be useful for you to speak to a VA suicide prevention coordinator. They'll get your permission before arranging anything to call any of those follow-ups. You're in control. You can choose what information to share, whether to use resources, whether to speak with a suicide prevention coordinator, and when to end the conversation. As a veteran, how do you know if you should contact the Veterans Crisis Line? Crisis looks different to everyone. Every veteran has a different reason for contacting the crisis line, whether it's a distressing medical diagnosis, divorce, job loss, simply needing someone to talk to. Bottom line is this. You're struggling and you need to talk, the Veterans Crisis Line is there for you. It's a place for you to call, text, or chat when you're feeling overwhelmed. They get it. No lectures, just people who answer and listen. You know, a few years ago, they changed the phone number to a simple or to an easier one. It's 988. That's the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. But dial 988 and then you press 1. That's the Veterans Crisis Line. You can go online to veteranscrisisline.net/chat or you can text 838-255. It's confidential. You decide how much information to share. It's free, and VA enrollment isn't required. It's for all veterans. You're important, and you matter. If you or someone you know may be in crisis, please remember the number 988 for support. Press 1 for military or veterans. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel, the Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line, too.
I think you have that handy.
I have it handy, and I think I've got it memorized after.
I was not wearing the shirt that's got it on it.
So. Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, I guess it's there. It's, kind
it's of, just kind of concealed.
All right.
That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. Or you can contact our office. I'm back from vacation. I needed the vacation, needed some time off. It was the first time in 2 years that I've took some time off, and I kind of want to do it again.
So, good once in a while.
Yep. Yeah, I got a bunch of vacation to use up anyway. So, 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will be out this afternoon as well as all day on Wednesday. I have some appointments. It's going to pull me out of the office. So, otherwise, I'm around, but it's better to call just to make sure that I will be around. So,
all right. Sounds good. Well, we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds good, Maynard.
Josh Benninga with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Join us again next Monday morning. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW's 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.